Welcome back to the Below Average Joe's MMA show. A decent little episode we have today. We got to talk about Bellator Paris, where the Bantamweight Championship of the World will be defended. The champion, Patchy Mix, will be taking on Magomed Magomedov in a rematch. We'll touch on a couple of the other fights on that card. We will go over UFC Vegas 92, headlined by Edson Barboza, top 15 featherweight, and the undefeated Lerone Murphy looking to crack in. And hot off the presses this Thursday as I'm recording this, Dana White has announced the main and co-main event for UFC 304 and the return of Paddy Pimblett that very same night. Let's get right into it. We start with Bellator Paris. Arguably the best bantamweight in mixed martial arts competes this weekend, and it's not at UFC Vegas 92. It is in Paris for Bellator, the bantamweight champion of the world, Patchy Mix, is back to defend his title in a rematch against Magomed Magomedov. And my goodness, with another victory here, his claim to be the top 135er in the world gets even stronger. The 30-year-old Patchy Mix is absolutely surging right now, having won six straight fights entering Bellator Paris this weekend. Five of those wins are by stoppage, including a knockout to become champion against Rafion Stotts and a submission in November of last year against Sergio Pettis. The win over Stotts won the Grand Prix for Mix, and the win over Pettis solidified him as the undisputed king of the bantamweight division in Bellator. Patchy has been going through the top of the top in this division, dating back to when he entered Bellator in what would have been 2019. The only loss he's had in his career and in the promotion was against a former champion, Juan Archuleta. That was in September of 2020. And we're looking at it here. He's already beaten his competitor this weekend, Magomed Magomedov, once. He submitted him in the Grand Prix, December of 2022, 2 minutes and 39 seconds into the second round. Magomedov entered the Bellator cage for the first time in December of 2020. He's amassed a record of 4-2 so far in the promotion, with losses to former champion Rafion Stotts and the aforementioned loss in the Grand Prix to Patchy Mix. But he is coming off of a victory last July. He submitted Danny Sabatello, a former title challenger. He's beaten Enrique Barzola. So he has good wins in the Bellator promotion thus far, but a big time rematch for Magomed to right the wrongs and to become Bellator bantamweight champion against one of, if not the best fighters in the world at 135 pounds. And I've got to mention that Patchy Mix is one half of maybe the most dominant couple in all of mixed martial arts, because his girlfriend, maybe even fiance now, Tatiana Suarez, is in his corner every single time. What a power couple that is. Tatiana undefeated, potentially going to be fighting for the strawweight championship next in the UFC. Patchy Mix, the bantamweight king in Bellator, on an absolute tear, beating the best fighters that Bellator has to offer him. With a victory here, I think you can make a very, very strong argument that Patrick Mix, aka Patchy Mix, is the best bantamweight in the world right now in the sport. My goodness, this guy is a jack of all trades, electric on the feet, superb in the grappling and jiu-jitsu realm. He can really get it done in all areas, and I think that paired with the competition, the people that he's beating, the way in which he's beating them, really makes that claim even stronger. Those skill sets paired with the victories. And if he can go 2-0 versus Magomed Magomedov this Friday in Paris, he makes an even stronger claim for me to be the name that I've wanted to see the most go from Bellator to the UFC. Now, I wasn't following Bellator as closely when Michael Chandler, for example, was really surging and a champion, etc., years ago. But obviously, that was a huge signing for the UFC. It's worked out great for the UFC and for Michael Chandler. After all, he's fighting Conor McGregor at the end of June. But Patchy Mix is, in terms of in his prime right now at 30, beating the best fighters in the world, a current sitting champion. I've never wanted to see anyone more from Bellator cross over to the UFC and compete with the Merab Dwalishvilis, the Sean O'Malleys, the Pewter Jans of the world more than Patchy Mix. I'm not calling for him to leave Bellator in the dust and go over, but if he ever gets the opportunity to enter the UFC, my goodness, do we have some amazing matchups. But much like probably Patchy Mix would say, I'm going to say he shouldn't overlook Magomed Magomedov. He is 20-3 at the end of the day and is a very elite and dangerous fighter in his own right. And he's a man with hunger wanting to right the wrongs of their first fight. Big time title fight, big main event, Bellator Paris, Patchy Mix, Magomed Magomedov 2 for the bantamweight strap. The co-main event will feature former Glory kickboxing world champion Cedric Duambe from Paris. He is fighting Jaleel Willis. Cedric was signed to the PFL last year and he came in and got a 9-second knockout in his PFL debut. And in his second fight just 2 months ago, March 7th, it ended due to a toe injury in the third round. Very controversial. A lot of people had a lot to say about that fight between him and the ref, Mark Goddard, one of the best in the business. Very weird style of stoppage. So Cedric is coming in technically off of his first professional loss in mixed martial arts. He is hungry to put on a clinic and a show in front of his home crowd. And his opponent, Jaleel Willis, is a 6-fight, nearly 4-year veteran of the Bellator cage. He has gone 3-3 in the promotion so far. All of his victories are by decision in the top of the top in the Bellator cage. He's got 5 finishes to his name, a 16-5 record, 32 years old, so in his prime years, but an uphill battle to say the least against a kickboxing phenom in Cedric, who is a big-time betting favorite heading into this co-main event slot. The undefeated 28-year-old Archie Colgan, sitting at 9-0 with 6 finishes to his name, is back in the Bellator cage this weekend. The former LFA veteran, the Eagle FC veteran, the 6-0 Bellator fighter Archie Colgan looks to remain perfect and get his first finish since March of 2023. Very active last year, a 3-0 year. And he had his biggest wins, including guys such as Emmanuel Sanchez. So he's looking to improve to 10-0. He will look to do that against Thibault Gaethje. Gaethje is a 6-fight UFC veteran, having went 1-5 during his time in the promotion from February of 2016 to October of 2018. He fought names such as Olivier Aubin Mercier, a 2-time PFL champion, Sage Northcutt, and Nasrat Haqparast. But since entering Bellator, he is 2-1. He's coming off of a victory last May in which he got a knockout in the second round. He's looking to play spoiler and give Archie Colgan the first loss of his professional career. And in the second fight of the night, at least according to Sherdog, Aspen Ladd is returning, having gone 2-2 so far in the PFL with losses to Kayla Harrison, former 2-time gold medalist, 2-time PFL champion, now UFC fighter, and Elena Kolesnik. She's beaten Carolina Sobek and Julia Budd. Julia Budd, of course, was a big win in her PFL debut. But Aspen now, 29 years old, 11-5. I feel like the time is running out for her to really make a name for herself in the PFL / Bellator merger. She looks to do it here against the 8-1 Katerina Shakalova. Katerina has not lost since November of 2019 and is 1-0 in Bellator thus far. She has 5 finishes of her 8 victories. She's 26 years old, very young, and a very bright prospect. I believe even is the betting favorite, if I'm not mistaken. If not, it's a very close betting line. Of course, you're seeing it scroll across the screen here, but it should be an interesting fight. Aspen Ladd, dare I say, a must-win situation for her career and the status of it. And now that we are done with Bellator Paris, we go back to the States, Las Vegas, Nevada, the UFC Apex, UFC Vegas 92, the veteran Edson Barboza, the number 12-ranked 145er in the world, still getting it done at 38 years old, welcomes the undefeated Lerone Murphy for his first shot at cracking in to the top 15 of the featherweight division. Just when you think we've seen it all from Edson Barboza, he continues to prove people wrong. 2019, he starts the first of a 3-fight losing streak, Justin Gaethje, Paul Felder, and Dan Ige. But then he bounces back, goes on a 2-fight win streak at 145, including a knockout over Shane Burgos. But then he drops 2 more in a row, Giga Chikadze and Bryce Mitchell in 2021 and 2022. But then what does Edson do? He knocks Billy Quarantillo's head into the bleachers and beat Sadiq Youssef over the course of 5 rounds in a main event last October. The former top 15 155er and now current top 15 145er Edson Barboza can still get it done even in the late 30s of his career with so many UFC fights to his name now, 29 to be exact. This will be his 30th walk to the UFC Octagon this Saturday, and it is going to be a tough battle against Lerone Murphy, but if he gets the victory, that's 3 straight. Lerone Murphy entered the UFC in September of 2019 at UFC 242 and fought to a draw against Zubaira Tuhugov, but since then has won 5 straight fights and progressively, really not even progressively, I mean, he started the win streak with Ricardo Ramos. He beats Douglas Silva de Andrade, Makwan Armikani. He just beat Josh Koulibal most recently in July of last year. So he's coming in here looking to crack into the rankings and by far get the biggest win of his career against someone with as big of a name and as respected as Edson Barboza. We know that Edson has electric in all of his shots, whether that be with his hands or especially with his legs, knees, kicks, spinning kicks, everything that you can think of. Edson Barboza pretty much has a finish by in the UFC. Lerone Murphy, more of that new wave of mixed martial artists, 32 years old. He's 6 years younger than Edson. He's a bit more cool, calm, and collective, a technical style of fighter. But will he be able to fight that way against Edson, especially for his first time potentially going 25 minutes? We saw Sadiq Youssef get that first main event slot against Barboza, and he nearly finished him in round number one. I think even was a 10-8 scorecard, but rounds 2, 3, 4, and 5, he slowly wilted away, and Edson Barboza got stronger as the fight went on. The veteran expertise drastically took over in that fight and got Barboza the victory. Will it be the same storyline in this fight here? Will it be too much to handle for Lerone Murphy? He's going up against someone as seasoned as Barboza, who has fought some of the best fighters in the world for over a decade at this point in the UFC alone. Lerone Murphy can prove a lot of people wrong. There's still some people doubting the true potential of Lerone Murphy, being that he's had some close fights and hasn't really gotten that big name victory just yet. And even his biggest name victories weren't as decisive as some people may like. So a lot of people are calling maybe a fraud check this coming Saturday. I don't want to go that far, but if Lerone Murphy is overlooking Barboza or has not, you know, gotten equipped for 25 minutes and equipped for the insane striking prowess of Barboza, he could be in for a world of hurt. Let me know what your predictions are for this featherweight scrap in the comments below. I'll be curious to see, do you believe in Lerone Murphy? Do you think he is a legitimate prospect turned maybe top 15 fighter at the end of Saturday night? Or will Edson Barboza's veteran expertise and striking prowess be too much to handle for Lerone Murphy? And at 32, yes, Murphy's in his prime. He's still a young prospect with not a ton of fights under his belt. But does a loss here really set him back, being that he can't beat someone that's 38 on their way out in Edson Barboza? I think there's a lot of questions, and for that reason, makes this a perfect style main event. You have the veteran in Barboza who's done it all, seen it all, fought against literally everyone there is to fight against, and you have the surging, undefeated, shiny new prospect in Lerone Murphy, representing England, by the way, a country on his back. These are the type of fights that need to be fight night main events more often. Barboza looks to knock off 2 prospects in a row and hold his spot this Saturday night. The co-main event this weekend in the Apex will be between Chaos Williams and Carlston Harris, 2 guys that have power in their hands, will look to get finishes when they arise. Carlston Harris is 4-1 in the UFC so far, and his only loss is to the undefeated Shavkat Rakhmonov, and 3 of those 4 victories are by finish. The 36-year-old, yes, late into his 30s, but only 5 fights deep into his UFC career, can still get some big victories before it's too late. He's going to have to avoid the heavy hands of Chaos Williams, who will be 6 years younger, 14-3 overall, and has some big-time knockouts in the UFC, including Miguel Baeza, Abdulrazak Al-Hassan, and Alex Morono. And his only losses are to Michel Pereira, a now-ranked middleweight, and Randy Brown, 2 dangerous fighters. And the fight against Randy was a very close split decision. Chaos looks to make it 2 straight victories this Saturday, and Harris looks to make it 3 straight. Former Contender Series alum Adrian Yanez is fighting and looking to end his 2-fight losing streak that he is on. He has not won since June 18th of 2022, nearly 2 years since his last victory. After winning on the Contender Series in 2020, he came into the UFC and started out 5-0 with a plethora of big-time knockouts under his belt, but he lost to Rob Font, his biggest step up, and then he lost against another prospect, now-ranked fighter, Jonathan Martinez, who has since lost to Jose Aldo at UFC 301. So a 2-fight skid for Yanez, both via TKO. He needs a big-time bounce back. And another Contender Series alum across the cage from Yanez is Vinicius Salvador, 2022 alum, is 0-2 since entering the UFC from that show, both via decision against Victor Altamirano and CJ Vergara, so good competition for sure. But Salvador will need to make a big-time adjustment to beat someone like Yanez and hold his spot on the UFC roster. He's 14-6, not the shiniest of records, but all 14 of his victories are by finish. He is electric when he gets the victories, but a big, big uphill climb here against Adrian Yanez. And I want to quickly mention before we get out of here, the top 15 matchup in the women's strawweight division between Luana Pinheiro and Angela Hill. The 9th-ranked strawweight Pinheiro is coming off of her first loss in the UFC against Amanda Ribas last November in a fight that she was winning until she got finished late into the 3rd round with a spinning heel kick from Amanda Ribas, who is ranked in 2 divisions right now as we currently speak. But prior to that, was 3-0 in the UFC, a Contender Series alum, and even got a victory over Michelle Watterson Gomez. And Angela Hill, my goodness, what more can you say about Angela Hill? The all-time leader in fights for the UFC women's divisions. It's between her and Jessica Andrade. I feel like looking at Sherdog here, she's got to have more, right? Someone fact check me. I don't have the time to do it right now recording. But Angela Hill is coming off of a victory over another prospect in Denise Gomez last November. She's won 3 of her last 4 fights, with the only loss coming via decision to Mackenzie Dern in a main event slot last May. Angela Hill, what is she now? 39 years old. This will be her 30th professional fight. Can she halt the momentum of another prospect, hand Pinheiro her 2nd straight loss, and climb back near the top 10 of the division? Or will Luana bounce back and get the biggest win, or arguably the biggest win of her career, get herself back into the win column? And now that we are done with Bellator Paris and UFC Vegas 92, we've got one order of business to discuss before we end today's episode, and that is UFC 304. Dana White has announced the main and co-main event and the return of Patty the Batty Pimblett and a couple of other fights that we've already discussed on here. We got to start with the main and co-main event. The champion Leon Edwards will look to defend his title once more in a rematch against Bilal Muhammad. 2 guys on insane unbeaten streaks. 2 guys that have a history dating back to 2021 when they first fought in a main event spot that ended via no contest because of eye pokes from Leon to Bilal Muhammad that forced him to not be able to see and end that fight early into the 1st or 2nd round. Now, Leon looked incredible in that first fight up until that eye poke occurred, and he's only gotten better since then. But the same can be said for Bilal Muhammad. He's picked up some of the best victories of his career since that no contest occurred, and they had to cross paths again. And it's only right that it happens in the home country of Leon, England. Manchester, England, to be exact, is where UFC 304 will be going down July 27th, a big main event and physically an even bigger co-main event because the interim champion, Tom Aspinall, will be defending his interim championship? I don't really know, but the interim champion will be fighting Curtis Razor Blades. A rematch in the main event and in the co-main event. This fight first happened in 2022 in England, if I'm not mistaken, a main event slot between Aspinall and Blades, where Tom suffered a knee injury like 16 seconds into the fight. We never really got to even see them engage with one another until the injury happened. Now they will run it back in a big time opportunity for Tom to remain interim champion, for Curtis Blades to maybe become interim champion. Regardless, it's his first time fighting against someone with gold around their waist. It's something that has eluded Curtis Blades for a very long time. So good on him for still fighting his way back into title contention and for a chance to go 2-0 against Tom Aspinall in England. And last but not least, the 15th ranked lightweight in the world, Bobby Green, will fight Paddy the Batty Pimblett. This is Paddy Pimblett's return fight since beating Tony Ferguson and his chance to crack in for the first time to the top 15 of the lightweight ranks. It will not come easy against Bobby Green, who has been there and done that against some of the best of the best, including the number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world and lightweight champion, Islam Makhachev. Will the power and beautiful striking of Bobby Green be too much to handle for the wild card that is Paddy Pimblett, who can get it done standing and get it done on the ground? Big opportunity for both guys to hold their spot or gain a spot. So that'll be it for today's episode. A pretty solid episode, if I do say so myself. Bellator, UFC, and big fight announcements for UFC 304 pay-per-view. It is going to be an action-packed weekend, and I hope you enjoy the fights. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to drop a rating on your favorite audio podcasting platform as it helps the show grow, and follow along on social media at the BAJ MMA, and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Have a great weekend, and I will see you on Monday where we recap all of the action.